Let us pray. Dear God, as we report from life's battlefield, it's hell down here. And were you not holding back the powers of darkness, we would be swallowed up. Thank you, O God, for what you're doing in the realm of the unseen. To help us to experience a level of normalcy so that we can function. And then, Master, we ask that you would continue to do what you have been doing to sustain and preserve our lives. Father, all of us have overlapping needs and we have unique needs. And we come to you, O God, with comfort in knowing that you already know that we don't have to explain the hits, the disappointments. We don't have to explain the bouts with depression. We don't have to explain the stress or the severity of the situation. You already know. But, oh God, we, in this moment of prayer, just want to say thank you. And we want to acknowledge our dependence upon you. Thank you, God, for doing things where we can see them. Because it strengthens our faith. And, Father, thank you for the many, many things that you do that we are unable to see. But Father, we know in your Godness that you are demonstrating your power right in the face of Satan on the behalf of your children because you love us and we thank you. Dear Master, thank you for this person that I'm privileged to pray with and for. I do not know how life has found them and difficulties have encountered them. But I just lift them up to you now, Father, in the midst of the heat of the battle that we call life. I just lift them up to you now, Father, and I ask for you to manifest yourself on their behalf for your glory. I pray, Father, that in this moment that they would find encouragement and that they would know that they don't have to manufacture or conjure up any hope, that hope exists in Jesus. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that they would look forward to the blessed hope and that having given their lives to you, they know of the forthcoming joy, the future joy that has present implications that gives us strength in the now. May this person find that strength and keep moving forward against all odds, against all reverses, against all setbacks, against all pitfalls, O God. May they keep their faith focused, O God, upon you, never turning to the left or right, but trusting you in it all and through it all, because you defeated it all at Mount Calvary. We rebuke every demon and devil, Satan himself. We rebuke all sickness. We rebuke all confusion. We rebuke all satanic instigation right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, may your power prevail on the behalf of this person and their families. Thank you, O God. We need your help to get through the day and the days ahead. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you. in the truest sense and meaning of it, not a passive blessing, but an aggressive blessing. God bless you. And you be encouraged today, even if there are tears gathering in your eyes. You be encouraged. God has not forgotten about you. He's with you. And he will ever be there. So just talk to him when your load gets heavy. If you have not accepted Jesus, you're not in a good place. But you can change that even before I'm finished with this information. You can change it by acknowledging that you need Jesus, by believing that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God the Father, that he died and rose again after having been buried for 3 days. And then all you have left to do is confess it. And when you confess it, you change your eternal destination from hell to heaven. You go to hell automatically. Automatically. It's not like, well, I don't choose heaven or hell. Well, no, you choose hell if you do not choose heaven. And the way you get there is by accepting Jesus Christ. I would to God that you wouldn't put it off another moment. Accept Jesus Christ right now. And afterwards, I'd love to hear from you or hear of you. And before this meditative moment fades into non-use and oblivion and just sitting out there inactive in cyberspace somewhere, would you be so kind, please, to send this to someone whom you think it would help? Let's circle the globe a couple of times with this. You never know what difference you may make. Until next time, this is Pastor C. Ramont Morris, the Bethel Baptist Church of Brooklyn, New York. I love you. God bless you. And take care. Bye-bye.